Blog Talk Radio.
Show broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. This is Vince here with you. It's 11:30 p.m. here on Friday night. I inadvertently scheduled. Apparently I scheduled a show for every night, and I don't know if I just pressed something. Clicked a box I shouldn't have clicked. I don't know. So I saw that I had a show to do, so I figured, well, I might as well do it. Even though I have nothing prepped, I have no idea what I'm going to do. So I'm just going to play some rock, and we can talk if you like. That's why I call it Rock and Talk. If you want to call in, the number is 347-826-7667. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I dedicated an entire show last night to Michael Jackson, and So I feel like I've got all the MJ out of my system for now. But if you want to call in and talk about MJ some more, reminisce some more, that's fine. If you have something else you want to talk about, maybe something that's not so much in the mainstream, or maybe there's just something on your mind that you just have to share with us, feel free to do so here on Mega Show 347-826-7667, or you can join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com. And it looks like we have a guest in the chat room, guest 5835. Thanks for hanging around. We appreciate you checking us out here. I think I'm gonna spend the first hour here dipping into some more Street Sweeper Social Club. That was the opening track there. That was Mega Blast from Street Sweeper Social Club, the new project from Boots Riley of the Coup and Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine / Audio Slave / Night Watchman / Street Sweeper now. Street Sweeper Social Club. And they are going to be playing at Outside Lands here in the Bay Area. That's coming up next, or not too soon. It's at the end of the summer. Actually, it's quite a ways down the road. It's not till August 28th at Golden Gate Park. But the second annual Outside Lands Festival should be fun. I went last year. And actually, Street Sweeper Social Club is going to be performing. They just added them, and if you're not familiar with the lineup, I'm sure you can go to like OutsideLandsMusicFestival.com or some sort of URL like that. But it looks like they got Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews, Beastie Boys, Incubus, ooh, Black Eyed Peas. This might be interesting. The Black Eyed Peas playing in San Francisco. Perez. That might be interesting. I might turn out for that to see what happens. Continuing down the list for Outside Lands, you got Jason Martz, Thievery Corporation, Ween, the Mars Volta, TV on the Radio, Tom Jones, Built to Spill, Clexico, The National, Q-Tip, and a myriad of others, including the artists we're going to be featuring for the first hour here. This is another track from Street Sweeper Social Club. And the track here we're going to play, this is their hit new single. They just performed this, I don't know, last week or 2 weeks ago on Jimmy Fallon. I'm sure you can YouTube that. Or I think actually Jimmy Fallon's got his own channel on NBC. But whatever. This is the song they performed. It's their hit new single, 100 Little Curses. This is Street Sweeper Social Club on Mega Show. Give us your calls, 347-826-7667.
Get him. 96 with this flower. Made a famous rapper, you bring to your daughter sweet 16. Get some pride and walk out as if born with the spleen. Made a death squad you hide. Get that with instructions and by mistake be at your mansion with the street sweeper busted. Made it make your party guests forsake they white Russians and die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be on pissing in the bisc in the kitchen. Hey, I assume your autobiography is found in the fiction. Cause I'm just breaking back to others where you got all your cash. Do we make the revolution? I hope your life sucks. Hey, all my people in the place, put your fists in the air. I'm a down motherfucker, get up out of your chair. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Get on.
Don't you just love those hard endings there? That's great. I always prefer the nice little slow fade, but no, they went with the hard out there. Speaking of hard outs, I was just over here on the twiddling over here on the Twitter, and one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter is Porn Star Tweet. It's at Porn Star Tweet, and they give you daily updates on who's tweeting in the porn world, and every night they give an update on who has which porn stars have tweeted the most, and how many total tweets there were by porn stars, and of course how many photos and links were, you know, links to photos that the ladies in the biz posted that day. So that's very informative stuff. And I think a little bit later in the show, we'll jump into that. Also, we can jump into anything you want. Just give us a call here at, 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667, or join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com. Thanks to our guest, 5843, for tuning in, and anybody who I missed that I didn't see around, thank you as well for joining me here. And feel free to join me on the air. If there's anything you want to talk about, let me know. If not, I'm just going to start rattling off porn tweets. Like, I had a little exchange with one of them today. One of the, this girl, oh, what's her name? Jayla Starr. It's at Jayla Starr with two R's. She was like the number one porn tweeter like a couple days ago, and I followed her, And what did I say to her? Oh, she said, I don't know what she said something. And I was like, sweet, I'll check it out. So educational. Oh, wait. No. She, what did she do? Oh, yeah, she put a link to some, like, new videos of her. I was like, oh, sweet, do you have any of you doing, like, solo masturbation? She's like, oh, for sure, here. And she sent me the link, and boom. Ta-da. $2 a clip, but, I mean, it's cheap compared to some of the stuff out there. You know what I'm saying? So it looks like we got a new friend in the chat room here, Easy Rider. What's going on? Taking your calls, feel free to call in. The number is 347-826-7667. And we're going to get back into some music here. Taking your calls. I'm sort of spotlighting Street Sweeper Social Club, or as I like to call them, SSSC. In fact, I think for the rest of the hour, while I'm previewing tracks from SSSC's new record, which is self-titled, I will refer to them as SSSC. Or maybe it should be S3C. I don't know. We got a caller on the air. Let's try to clarify this. 412, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi. How you doing tonight? Easy Rider here.
Easy Rider.
Yeah, I just wanted to help you. I see you're testing out your channel. I figured maybe I'd give you a call. You sound
right
real
on.
Good, I'll tell you. You know, really sound good and clear. Very good tone on your voice. Whatever you're doing, it's good right where it's at.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
and I noticed you said you're chillaxing.
Yeah.
Can you explain to us what chillaxing is exactly?
Chillaxin,
is that a new pharmy on the market?
Yes, I just made that up. Chillaxing, that's my word I use. Chillaxing is when you reach the point of trying to listen to your blog talk, getting your mindset, taking your dump, eating your food. You just achieve that nirvana type feeling, like there's nothing else I can do but just listen to my blog talk. And that is what I call chillaxing.
Well, I'm glad you're chillaxing with us here on Mega Show. Easy Rider, do you host your own show?
Well, I don't, but I will be here in about I'd say about another month and a half. I'm going to be hosting a show.
Cool.
I've been on blog talk for a couple years. I participate. A lot of friends of mine. I've made hundreds of friends on Blog Talk. I'm
mm-hmm.
pretty well known on Blog Talk with a lot of shows.
Cool.
A lot of friends out there. A lot of BTR friends. I'll tell you. I've made great friends on here.
Cool.
And I mean, you know, hopefully you'll be one of them also. You know, what is the topic of your show? What are you trying to?
Well, you know what? I wasn't planning on having a show tonight, but then I looked up and then I got an email saying that I had a show tonight.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, all right, I guess I'll just do it.
Well,
I didn't have any topic. Last night my topic was Michael Jackson, and I'm pretty much over that topic. I spent 2 hours on it.
I only got
yesterday.
One thing to say about this.
Sure.
I just want to hear what you got to say. I mean,
sure.
I don't think I'd say this if there was 100 people online. But
okay.
I'm
sure.
going to say it. Okay.
Go for
you
it.
You know, before Michael Jackson died, okay, you would go and you would mention Michael Jackson to some people in a chat room or something. You know, and most of them say, oh, Michael Jackson, oh, Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the ones that are going, oh, Michael Jackson, are the ones now mourning him the most. And it kind of makes me sick, you know what I mean, to see this. And I've been seeing a lot of this. And what they got to realize, too, hey, guys, Michael Jackson is a predator. Come on. I mean, great. He's a great artist, though. I ain't taking that from him. But he is a predator, man. I mean, you got to remember that. That man would assault your children. So, I mean, how can you have high regards for somebody like that? I can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
Right.
I can't.
And that was the whole point of my show last night, was just celebrating his music. Like, we even had somebody call in and say and try to get onto that. And I was like, you know, I'm not
right.
I'm just celebrating the artist. And, you know, when I was growing up, you know, he was the, he, you know,
he
I grew up watching those the Thriller video. That was
I went to Thriller. I went to Disney World and seen it.
Yeah.
Loved it. 3D.
Yeah.
It was 3D.
That was part of my. That's what I was celebrating. Was just more than anything, memories of my childhood. Because you know, I grew up with Michael Jackson. You know, when he was a kid, I was a kid, and then when he rose to fame, you know, I was in grade school and then into high school.
Same with me.
And you know, and to me, he's kind of like the Elvis of my generation. You know, like him or not, he is.
He's there.
And,
he's there.
And,
can't remove him. He's there.
Yeah. So,
he'll always be there. He'll always be in our minds.
Yeah. And I'm gonna leave like all the naysayers and the people that don't like his art and don't like his personality and don't like anything about him. You know, I'll let them. You know, there's going to be plenty of time.
Deal with it on an individual basis, that's all, you know?
Well, no, I think there's going to be plenty of time. I think just yesterday, to me, yesterday should have just been like, let's celebrate the artist. And I'm sorry, is that your line?
Yeah, no, that's me. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. That is me. I have a bad cord on my phone. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Go ahead.
But I know where you're coming from. Yesterday for me was like, hey, let's just celebrate the music and just love and how
sure,
you know,
for his kids and
together.
Stuff, you know, a little tribute for his kids.
I don't even care about his kids.
Father,
I don't care about his family or anything. I'm just celebrating his music, you know.
Okay, I can
I'm sure there's going to be plenty of time for us to get to the tabloid part of things, and I trust CNN will take care of that and TMZ and Access Hollywood and
The Inquirer,
Fox News, and they'll all take care of it, you know, in their own way, and that's fine.
That's right.
And I know where they're coming from, and I'm not really interested in the personal side of the artist.
That's right.
You know, like these basketball players that, you know, get busted for smoking marijuana or whatever.
Yeah,
I could care less. That's their, you know, as long as there's no victim, to me, it's like, where's the victim, you know? And like, I, you know, sometimes I think that people, you know.
Well, you know what, Vince, I got to disagree with you there, because there is a victim on the basketballs, because look at the young kids. Like, my kid watches basketball, loves them, and they get busted for drugs. What kind of message does that send out to my kid? You know,
that goes back. See, I think that's an unjust law to begin with. I think that there's, you know, somebody making a personal choice to with their body who's not violating somebody else directly, physically, like assault or with use of force, you know, it's their right to do whatever they want. You know, behind closed doors, that's fine. I think the marijuana, the war on drugs in general is just a joke. It's a big waste of time and money because kids aren't doing drugs any less. It just goes back to human nature. Like, it's just a natural reaction. If you start telling people you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, what's their automatic reaction going to be?
Twice as much.
Why can't I do this? What's so bad about this? And if you're coming out from that angle out from the get-go, I think you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Well, a lot of these kids, they look up to these players, you know. What I'm saying is, you know, maybe I have a kid that never thought about drugs before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, say he's looking, I'm just saying a name, not that he's doing drugs, Kobe Bryant or somebody, you know, LeBron James or something. Okay, you know, and my kid's following him, and he's buying his shirts, and he's doing this and doing that, and got videos on him and all that, and all of a sudden marijuana comes into the picture with one of these players, one of these, you know, prime players. You know, what kind of message does that send to my kid? My kid's going to say, well, wow, Kobe's doing it, so, man, I'm going to do it because I want to be like him. I mean, that does happen.
Well, hopefully you, as a responsible and loving parent, will have already cut him off the path and already explained to him what drugs are, what they can do, and educating him and teaching and explain to him the consequences of trying these different substances and you know the side effects and the you know that
right. I agree.
You know,
I agree.
I think if you just nip it in the bud to begin with, they'll go into that situation and go, oh, Kobe Bryant got busted for marijuana.
Well, it's like the cigarette companies,
you know,
with their commercials.
Like, oh, he was taking THC that just stimulates his brain and makes him like really dumb and slow, and I don't want to be dumb and slow, so you know. Like this guy, you know, why isn't this Olympic swimmer who got busted for smoking pot? Do you think he got a slap on the wrist? Come on.
He hurt himself.
That guy hurt himself
big time in a pocket.
Yeah,
man,
but he came back 2 months later and broke his last record. So, I mean,
he's going to do it again. He'll do it again twice as much.
I think it's unfair to pick marijuana, though, as the
oh, no,
as
I agree.
Example.
I think marijuana should
be decriminalized. I think, but the one thing that scares me about them actually legalizing all these substances is that then they'll start regulating them, and then they'll start taxing
us
on them.
Tax.
And I think it should be more of a lax, like decriminalization. You know, just sort of like.
Like California, I like what they do in California, man.
Yeah. I mean, if you give somebody an extra hoop or two to jump through, usually it does the trick.
You know anybody that goes to California to get their medicine?
Well, I live in California, so I know a lot of people that get their medicine here. Yes.
Sure, I got a friend of mine who goes out there half a year. He goes there in the winter. I'm up here in Pittsburgh. He goes out in the winter time, spends his winters out in California, and he's got a prescription for the marijuana. And I just couldn't believe the quality of it and they're regulating it pretty good, and you can get it in brownies, tea, all kinds of stuff. I mean, unbelievable.
See, and that's the way that kids should be introduced to it. It shouldn't be seen as like
choice. It should be a choice.
Like some seedy thing you're doing in an alley with like a crack pipe and like, you know, like if it's all the way you approach it,
how you present it,
and you can apply that model to everything. You can apply it to cocaine, acid, whatever. You know, you just say, look, you take cocaine, it's a pointless drug. It just keeps you up. It's just
you be a weekend warrior or something. You don't go.
Yeah,
he's doing it during school days. You don't do it while you're in school.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You do
personally. I've tried it a few times, and I would say don't do it at all. Like,
I don't smoke it anymore myself, Vince. I don't smoke it.
It's non-productive. But
I used to smoke it. I don't do it anymore.
But I digress.
Grew out of it. Right, I grew out of it.
Easy Rider, man. I love that movie. Is that why you named yourself Easy Rider?
Well, I ride a bike, you know what I mean? And, yes, I do love the movie. I've watched it plenty of times. And I love Peter Fonda. He does a great job of that movie. Jack does a good job anywhere. And, you know, I just like the name. It's just, you know, Vince, you would be surprised how many people remember my name, you know what I mean, because of that name. It's just such a...
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I go onto a show, like, and there's people in the chat room, bam, hey, Easy, hey, Easy Rider, hey, everybody remembers
me. Nice.
You know, it's just, it was a good name to get, because I did try to get it spelled E-A-S-Y, and they didn't have it. And I says, uh-oh. I says, let me go for the Z. So anytime you go trying to find an S on online and you can't find the S, you can substitute it with a Z. It's usually available.
Good to know.
Usually available.
Right on, dude. All right, I got to take a break here. We're gonna go into
some
more music.
I'm gonna hang loose. Go on your thing.
I'll put you on hold if you want to stick around. No
problem.
Yeah,
if I jump off, I'll jump back and on or whatever. You know, I'll hook up with you.
I'm gonna go back into some music here.
Okay, Vince. Hey, you got any doors? You got any doors?
No doors queued up.
Get some doors for us.
I'll do some digging for you. I'll see what I can do.
All right, sounds good.
But I'm gonna go back into some more Street Sweeper here.
All right. I'll be chillax.
Chillax. I just cut him off. Sorry, bro. But that's Easy Rider sticking around with us, chillaxing, if you will. And we're gonna go back into some more Street Sweeper Social Club. SSSC. This one's called Fight Smash Win on Mega Show. Whoops, wrong one. I'm gonna play this one anyway. This is not Fight Smash Win. This one's called Promenade. Promenade from Street Sweeper Social Club on Mega Show.
Well, I got a new kind of square dance rap. Don't talk smack, flash my gat. I'm finna spit and hold my dick and heat up like a thermostat. Grab your partner by the chaps. Give your partner a pimp slap to symbolize the ghetto trap. Step to the right, get three cracks. Kids jam packed in tenement shacks. Ain't cooking on the stove but crack. This is the baddest hell begat. Cause Boss is a kleptomaniac. It's 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomber raid. But the plans on summer made. Banks get paid off, fetch a trade. Circulate, dozy dough. How much cash could a OZ go? Till all affairs and all have fares. My skin is black, my star is red. B.I. coming round the outside. Which one of us finna die tonight? Is we finna fight over crumbs to buy? Or make a whole motherfucking world ignite? Everybody throw them bows right upside your partner's nose. By now you've got bloody clothes. Crabs in a barrel, so the story goes. Think of all their savage acts. Grab and scratch from average cats. Bureaucrats with strength attached. Walk in place like a match. 2x2, promenade. Duck from a B1 bomber raid. Ain't but the plans on summer made. Banks get paid off pet trade. Circulate, dozy do. How much cash could a OZ go? Till all of it and all head bears. My skin is black, my store is red. Level of your toes. These dance moves we usually do are not the ones that we have chose. Grab on to that beaten ground. Try your best to stay alive. We can run, we can't hide. Might as well just stay in the fight. 2x2, bomber lay. Duck from a B1 bomber raid. Ain't about the plans on summer made. Banks get paid off extra trade. Circulate, do de do. How much cash could a OD grow? Till all the fed and all hair fed. My skin is black.
Transmission read, I'ma get out of here. Pray I don't get ammunition, come on.
Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. They couldn't time me, time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. Somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it.
It's forced between the stars. It's dialogue of stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner. If you say cocaine, they claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switched games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drink and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists, let's get tumultuous. And bring a multitude to where they lunching is.
Somewhere in the world, it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m. And quitting time is the time to drink. Somewhere in the world, it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world, it's midnight. And the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on, come on with it.
Fuck. What did you think of that, Easy Rider?
Cool. Good song. Good. What, is that a guitar, like an air guitar or something?
That's just fucking Tom Morello, dude. That's just how he does.
I mean, what instrument is he playing, Vince?
Guitar.
Oh, man, he's jams, man. I'm telling you.
That's the dude from Rage Against the Machine, dude. He like
Okay. Yeah,
he plays
yeah.
his guitar like it's like a fucking turntable, dude.
Wow.
Thing. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I have no clue. Like
he must be
watching,
on something the way he's jamming. I'm telling you,
dude,
man, he's fucking flying.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, that was see, that track was called I thought it was an appropriate track. It's called Somewhere in the World It's Midnight, and we played that exactly at midnight.
Oh, cool. That's right. It's midnight where you're
at. In the Pacific Coast, yeah. Where are you calling from? Where's the 412?
Pittsburgh.
Home of
the Penguins and the Steelers, dude.
P-Town representing.
You got that right. I'm a freaking
wow.
Pittsburgh Steeler freak and a Penguin freak.
Fuck,
I called the Penguins.
It, dude.
Hey, Vince, I was the only one that stuck with the Pens, man, on Blog Talk. I mean, I just stuck with them, all them sports shows.
Dude.
Them dudes were saying, you're losing. And then when we were down two games, they're going, see, Easy Rider, we told you. I'm like, yeah, just watch. You watch the Magic, Crosby, and Malkin. You know, and
mm-hmm.
what'd they do? They turned it on, and they won. And I just rubbed it in everybody's face, and I still do. Love
Damn.
It. Love it. I love it. What a way to win a Stanley Cup, huh? Damn.
Now if you could just get the Pirates to do
something. That's hopeless. I mean, these people are crazy with the Pirates, man. I can't believe the things they do. They trade their best players. They tell you 4 years ago, you go out and buy Pirates shirts for your kids with their names on it. You can't even buy the merchandise anymore because you don't know how long that player's going to be there. Them people would trade Roberto Clemente if they could. I'm telling you, that Pirate office is screwed up. I mean,
damn.
What is wrong with them? They tell you 5 years ago, well, we're starting a young team. That's why we're trading these guys. And then in 4 years, they're trading the guys that they traded for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Fucked up, dude.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with, you know, like I said, you know, like when the Penguins were playing, you had all the Steelers went there, Roethlisberger. They all came. You know, they all came to support the Penguins. And vice versa, the Penguins came to support the Steelers. I mean, they're painting their faces up, everything, you know. I mean, full court press with them. Not the Pirates. You didn't see no Pirates there, you know. Terrible. Like they don't even – we built them a brand-new stadium. You just ever see the stadium?
No, I have never been to Pittsburgh ever in my entire lifetime.
Okay.
No.
What part of California in, Vince?
The Bay Area. I've been around the country though. I mean, I lived in New York for a couple of years. I've bounced around a little bit.
My big spot is Myrtle Beach.
Uh huh.
That's where I live. I just got back there about 4 years ago. I lived there for 15 years, I lived there a good prime time of my life, man. And I was rolling down there. I was right on the beach, man. I went to the clubs. I was divorced, and I mean, I was just rolling in the money. I was just going crazy down there for 15 years. I went nuts. Oh, and I have a good time in Myrtle. Ever been to Myrtle?
No.
You play golf?
No.
Okay, that's the golf capital of the world there, Myrtle.
Yeah, I'm not really.
But anyway, I mean, they got a lot of other nice stuff there. The beaches are great. The women are great. The cooking is great. All the seafood.
Of course,
done
the women are great everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. They're everywhere. Anybody.
If you're a lady out there listening, feel free to give us a call. The number once again is for the blah, blah, blah. Let's start that again. It's 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. And I believe you can also view it at the top of the page. You are listening to this.
A lot of people have posted in the chat room. You know what I mean? Every once in a while they'll put it in the chat room.
Well,
and
it's
then
just me and you in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
So like, I figure that's kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, another thing I do. No, but I mean, other people see it that are guests and stuff. You know, a lot of times when they have a guest on the chat room, they'll say, "Hey, guest, join up." You know what I mean? So you can participate.
Yeah.
You know, because the guests sometimes don't know that. You know, but then, you know, another thing I do is, you know, they announce it. You know, say, "Hey, guest, you know, if you want to sign up to a Blog Talk, just hit the sign up on the page." You know. So
well, there you go, guest. I think we have one guest. Guest 5843. There's your PSA from Easy Rider there.
That's right.
Just go to Blog Talk. Just go up to the sign up. Get a handle. Get a show or don't. Just come on down and chat with us. I honestly, Easy Rider, I think I have way more fun calling into other people's shows. There's like way less pressure, way less to deal with.
Well, it's your new ad, Vince. You got to give it some time. You know what I mean? Anything. You just got to give it time and, you know, get yourself familiar with the setup. Anything like that is naturally going to give you that feeling of, you know, am I doing it right? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, it just, you know, you put together a show and it's something that you can have for your children later on in life. You have them archives, and I wish I had tapes like of my father or something. You know what I mean? I wish my dad did a Blog Talk show 30, 40 years ago when they didn't even have computers then. But, you know, I missed all that. You know, I didn't have an opportunity to have my dad pictures. You know how much stuff you can have for your kids to remember you by now?
Yeah,
can you imagine having that stuff back in Civil War?
I've got like 120 YouTube videos.
Cool.
And
for what, Vince? For what?
Just all kinds of shit. Here, let me give you the link here on
the
internet. It's like all over the map, dude. It's
what do you do? What's your hobbies? What's your thing?
I do a lot of videography, and I mean I've done freelance production work off and on for the last 8 years. And I do a lot of my own little goofy little things on the side.
Okay.
And, like, I do video editing. I do, you know, I shoot. I did sound for a long time.
Okay.
But on that page, I have a bunch of goofy videos. I have a bunch of music videos. I used to shoot a lot of live concerts, all kinds of different bands. And actually, I should go into something right here. This is the band I played the last hour was Street Sweeper Social Club. That's Boots Riley from The Coup and Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. And I did a whole channel just for the YouTube channel, just for The Coup. And it's youtube.com/CoupTV.
What is it? Coup?
Here, I'll put it in there
okay.
right now.
Yeah, I'm writing them down. I'll go to them later on. Look at them.
That one, youtube.com/CoupTV, CoupTV, as in like coup d'etat.
Cool. Do you make your living doing this kind of stuff? Or
what?
That production stuff? You make your living doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, not entirely, but yeah, I do freelance type stuff. And it looks like we have another caller calling from the 408. 408,
yeah.
Here.
How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Ryan. I'm also known as the RK Experience.
What experience?
The RK Experience. RK.
All right. Are you in the chat room right now?
Yeah.
Why don't you just paste in your website, dude?
I don't have a website. I just have a.
Are you the guest?
Twitter.
Are you the guest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the guest.
Right on. So what's going on, dude?
Nothing much. Just hanging out. Took it easy tonight. I met you at the Boogie on the Bayou out in Campbell. And started talking to you. Yeah, got your Twitter, so I've been following you. And I just saw that you had a radio show, so I just tuned into it right now.
Right
on.
I
have a radio show, too, in San Jose. But it's more like a student, you know, it's on campus, so.
Uh-huh.
But,
cool. Where at? KSGS?
No, it's actually San Jose City College, which is KJCC.
I didn't even know San Jose City College had a radio station.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. They have we just got all new equipment too, so we're gonna build a production studio.
Oh, that's cool.
Do some production in there, you know, mix some stuff up. So.
Well, most colleges do have a radio station, don't they?
Yeah, I know. You know, I've been I actually used to do college radio back in the '90s. I was on KSJS for a while, for maybe like a year, and. Oh. You know, so I've done that before, and I'd love to get back into it. I the station I like to listen to is KSCU. Is that KSCU, the Santa Clara?
Okay.
Santa Clara University station.
Yeah.
Like I like their format, but I don't know. I've been sending them emails and stuff, and I just don't hear anything back. So I don't know. I know how it used to be when I was at KSGS. You just had to like crash the weekly meetings or whatever and volunteer and blah, blah, blah.
You got a good radio voice, Vince.
Yeah, the only thing that I hate is like having to come up with material and stuff, like or the.
That's why you have a producer.
Have to,
you have a producer.
Yeah,
helping
exactly.
You, you, know? You got to have two helping you. You got to be two people doing that.
Right, but I love like just chopping it up on whatever. I mean, I could, you know, I'd rather not get too heated up about politics or religion or anything like that.
Religion's
like,
bad topic, man.
Yeah,
that always
you know,
turns me
I'm
off.
Really,
I get fights over it. I always get a
yeah,
fight over religion.
And I notice here on Blog Talk, it seems to be a lot of, like, Christian stations or
they stay
or
to themselves,
or whatever.
You know what I mean? Whenever,
yeah,
when,
no,
that's
yeah,
why they got
no,
it marked
fine.
Religion, they stay there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Good.
And I'm sort of just feeling this out. I've only been doing beats. I've only been aware of Blog Talk for, like, a week.
Oh.
So,
what do you
like,
think of it so far?
I think it's fucking awesome. I can't believe I haven't. How long has this been around?
2 years.
Dude, where the fuck have I been? This
That's
is
what
like,
I want to know. You've been in. You're in the industry. Jeez, they're not.
Yeah,
they're
no,
not
no,
doing
not
a good job of getting
no,
to
no,
you.
No, no, no. I'm not in the radio industry.
No,
I,
but
I
you're,
do like production and stuff.
Well, that's what this is. A lot of people.
Yeah.
They have production people. A lot of these shows here, Vince. They have these people like this one show called Cecily. Now
yeah.
She used to be on TV. Cecily Armstrong. She was
uh-huh.
on TV like during the early 90s and that, you know, and she had her own show on TV with like Katie Couric and all them. And, you know, so what they do, they're not as well known. So they got these little internet stations and they still have their contacts, like, you know what I mean? So they still bring in top, like I was talking to Merle Hemingway the other day on her show. I mean, there's a lot of top name people that I was talking to John Walsh 2 days ago.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of good shows on here that they get a lot of good talent.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about building a brand, and you know, who knows? Like, yeah, I love it, man. It's just like a whole new world because it can be so many things. It could be a standard radio talk show format, or it could be you could play music, or you know, you could
do it all.
I've found a lot of people that just use it for social networking. Like, there's kids that just like get on this thing and like all day long. They each have their own shows. They're all friends,
That's
and
right.
they just like. Chat on the, you know, on the air,
yeah.
and do their little shows, and it's
That's
cool. It's
freedom
like a whole
of speech. They're allowed to,
culture.
You know, right?
Yeah. Oh no, it's great. I
yeah.
think it's.
Yeah.
I think we live in the most exciting time ever.
Oh man,
like,
you're
the
right.
way technology is just like quadrupling on itself, and moving so rapidly. Like no one can, not even the government can control it. It's just
you're
so
right.
out of control.
Oh, they can't control this internet. Forget about it.
No
Forget
way.
About it. It's too far gone.
Like,
they can never. They can't even get tax money out of you for stuff. You know what I mean? You know how good the government is at getting tax money, like for buying stuff, products. They can't even do that. They are so behind on this. They'll never get caught.
Yeah.
Never.
Impossible. Yeah, that's the beauty of it. And I love like Twitter. Like it's just like an evolution of like you start off with I started off with Friendster, and then I went to MySpace, and then I went to Facebook, and then I went to Twitter.
Which one do you like the best?
I like Twitter the best so far, but I'm sure I'm going to get tired of that in 6 months because there'll be something else that's better, you know? And, like, Blog Talk, like I'm all about Blog Talk now. I think it's great.
You know what? You know what happens? They call us Blog Talk addicts, Vince.
Yeah.
You're going to be Vince is going to become a Blog Talk addict. I can talk.
Yeah,
I can tell by the way you're talking.
Yeah, no, I've definitely dipped in a little bit, and I'm going to kind of just take it at a snail's pace, I think.
Jeff Goldblum, he's on TV. He's alive.
Yeah,
everybody kept
yeah,
saying
right.
he was dead, you know?
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
alive.
Yeah.
He's on TV right now on NBC.
We couldn't
you know?
Afford to have another celebrity die. There'd be
Hell,
not enough
no.
room on CNN for them.
Man, I'm telling you. Well, you know, it's a shame. You know,
yeah,
I do too.
Blitzer would have cardiac arrest.
I feel bad that Farrah Fawcett, you know, had to die at the same time as Michael Jackson because it took a lot of the notoriety out of Farrah. You know what I mean? I mean, really, she deserved this to be her time of mourning, I think. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Not that you could control yeah. it or anything, but I just feel bad that a lot of the heyday was taken off of Farrah.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
She died such a courageous life, man. I watched her special tonight on TV. It brought me to tears. You know what I mean? I mean, it was emotionally...
Yeah, I went online and I found this guy that does little, like, he does little, like, he'll post old classic 70s TV shows and sitcoms and stuff. And he's got all these like episodes and like little he like re-edits the episodes and like condenses them down, and he did one of like it was basically just almost a montage of Farrah Fawcett moments and scenes and stuff, and it was pretty cool. I'll try to track that down and post that, but like you can just go nuts on YouTube and find so much shit. Like I found an old Ed McMahon beef commercial that he did on the air on Johnny Carson back in the day.
Oh yeah. How about I was watching something really, you know, Tom Green?
Yeah.
Community.
That guy's
fucking nuts, dude.
I think he's half retarded. I don't know
what his problem is. Yeah, he is. They had a thing on him tonight.
Seriously wrong with that dude.
Yeah, they were Jimmy Fallon.
He needs to get checked out.
Yeah, he is sick. He was. They had a little thing on him today. I didn't know he does his whole show from his house. That's where he does his show from. And you know,
that's the only place he can get away with it.
Probably. And he was talking to he was talking about Ed McMahon. Ed McMahon was I was wondering why Ed was always on his show all the time, you know. But Harry, he was good friends with Ed McMahon. And Ed McMahon would come over to his house all the time and do a show with him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So he talked pretty highly of Ed. Well, who wouldn't? You know, Ed was a good guy, you know.
Oh, I loved Ed McMahon. Like, I grew up with Here's Johnny.
Me too.
You know, like, those three people were, like, three major icons of
my
youth.
Right. Unbelievable,
you know?
How powerful three people died like that. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're more powerful than presidents. If you ask a kid, oh, do you know who President Ford was? Didn't he own the auto factory? You know, no, he didn't own the auto factory. You know, but if you ask who Michael Jackson is, they'll be able to tell you. If you ask them who, well, I don't know about Farrah Fawcett. They might be a little bit lost there. And I even think the kids know Ed McMahon, most of them, you know. I don't know.
I know.
You can take a poll on that. I might be wrong.
I mean, I didn't know him personally, but I knew of. I mean, I was aware of him. But although by the time I was like really, really hyper aware of the Tonight Show, he had less of a role because like towards the end of when Johnny Carson was on there, like Ed would like he'd still like show up in like some skits and stuff, but like for the most part.
He kept them on the side.
You know, he was just kind of like, he just did the intro, and that was it. Here's Johnny, you know. And then
get somebody new in
the
chat room.
You know what? I heard a really – there's an interview that was posted up on here the day he died of some woman that interviewed him on Blog Talk like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
and that was – I listened to that whole interview. He sounded like he was like really like I couldn't believe he lasted that long considering how he sounded on that interview.
You got somebody new in the chat room, Ben.
Uh-oh. Who's this? Butterflies 70.
Yeah, I've heard
Welcome.
Of him. Hi, Butterflies.
Hey, Butterflies. Thanks for fluttering over here and gracing us with your presence. Feel free to call in. The number is 347-826-7667. We are here with Easy Rider and guest 5843. Do you like to go by something other than guest 5843?
Yeah, you just call me RK, but I don't know how to change it. Change
RK.
It on the chat room. Yeah.
Well, I think you need to like sign up for an account. You just sign. It's just like another social network. You get an account. It doesn't mean you host a show. You can host a show if you want, but like you can just cruise around and listen and call in and stuff and. Like, I was telling Easy Rider a second ago, like, that's my – I have more fun calling into other people's shows than I do hosting my own show. Like, I love feeding off other people, and if somebody's already
for
down
now,
here.
For now, Ben, for
you
now.
Know.
You'll be feeding off yourself pretty soon, believe
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, I'm going to take another break here, go into some music. If you guys want to stick on, that would be great. We'll have you back up right after this track.
I'll be around. I'm going to do a little bit of surfing for a minute. And I'll be
all right, bro. We'll be here.
Okay, Vince.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
I'm digging the music.
Oh, right on. I'm going to go into – are you familiar with The Coup?
No.
Okay, so I've been playing Street Sweeper Social Club, and it's the new band from Boots Riley of The Coup and Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
And I'm going to play a track right here from Boots's band. This is a live track. It's called Fat Cats. And this is The Coup live at The Independent, I believe this is, 2006? Yeah, I think it's 2006. Anyways, here's the jam. We'll be right back with RK on Mega Show. Whoa, I take that back. This is Ghetto Manifesto. Still the Cube, but Ghetto Manifesto on Mega Show.
Application for county spell. Practice is like a spell. Bent down on Trump and he froze up. Standing on his belly yelling, pimps down, hoes up. Stop trying to front off, break our ass and crump off. We gon' stop the word, make our motherfuckers jump off. This is my resume, slash resignation. A ransom note with proposed legislation. A fever to us, a beta future, take it, burn, made them. Cause I got to make the future, then you go on a date. I'm flying kites for my folks at home. Who take the totes alone? We pay a rental shit they don't even supposed to own. Yeah, racing through my verse, educating to return. It's a million motherfuckers just waiting on a verse. And there's a pain on the word. Wanna wake up your purse, shut the job and job down at noon and don't disperse. They wouldn't pay your ass for it, they could throw you. They think you punkin', but they don't know you. This a turf operator, play with 12 shot berettas by the burger pack. Workers who be slapping on your letters, roll debt in the back of those apartments. On coupons from agricultural department. When we put down the exo, we could let the threat go and start shit to the head of manifesto. Got a homie with a steel, but that shit don't bang. Cause that lights out, bar slangin' soul sustain. Is a hustler soundtrack where they muscle around black. Make your thoughts heavy, drop a jewel and make the ground crack. Even renowned hack historians have found that people only bail back when they pound back. So let's take out a spray can and paint the pavement. Deface engravings with suffering nascent. The fouls are flagrant and deaths are fragrance. I overheard them asking vagrants for patience. So check the liner notes, I steal my minor quotes. But people are trying to float in bougies and designer boats. And party line and jokes and all kind of folks are trying to broke apart 20s cause they feeling like a minor smoke. Trees we got lifted by made our feet dangle. When I say burn, when I mean the star spangle. Let's all get high from the income angle. Bump this at the party even if it ain't the sangle. Here's a slum serenade on razor blades and grenades by the daddies in the maid who be polishing your suede. We could let the death flow, but let's make the death grow. It's a new game with the ghetto manifesto. It's a new game. Silky got a song she likes to sing to this beat. We can get Silky up here and do a little something for y'all.
Show that was that was Ghetto Manifesto from The Coup featuring Silky on vocals there. You're tuned here to Mega Show. I think we still have RK on the line. We're going to get to him in just a second here. I'm going to try to cue some things up here. Want to remind you to check us out. We have our Mega Force NING account. If you're not familiar with NING.com, it's the future, folks. Over there, you can basically build a, you know, build a profile, and you can build your own social network. It's basically like your own personalized MySpace. You can chat on it, you can post your photos, you can post videos and bloggity blogs and all that stuff. And check out Megaforce's NING.com account. It's megaforceonline.ning.com. And pull up a profile there. And the concept is with Megaforce is basically you get a profile on there, then you either shoot a video or take pictures of yourself with a megaphone talking smack in public. Doesn't matter what you're talking smack about necessarily, but you get the picture. Document yourself talking smack in your megaphone and then post it up there at megaforceonline.ning.com. Whoever's idea was to name that website ning.com, I just don't get it. It's just, it's kind of a tongue twister for me. It's too many N's not next to each other. I don't know. Anyways, we're taking your calls. The number's at the top of the screen. If you've been bashful and keeping to yourself, that's fine. You can chat with us in the chat room.
We have all sorts of amenities here for you to make Mega Show the most pleasurable experience you could ever possibly imagine. So I'm going to go back to the calls in a second here. We got RK still on the line, I think, and mixing it up there in the chat room. I haven't looked at the chat room in a minute, so I don't even know if there's anybody there. So hopefully there's someone there for me to chat with in a second here as I make my way back to the console here. And we need to go into some more music here. And then we'll do a quick little track here from Gogo Bordello. This is going to be called Not a Crime, right here on Mega Show.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович.
Ты опять запрещенное?
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Double charges!
In the old time, it was not a crime!
Not a crime!
Matchline.
Oh yeah, Gogo Bordello. Not a crime, motherfuckers. All right, so apparently I guess Gogo Bordello scared off our callers. Everybody skedaddled. But thanks for coming out, RK. Just found him on Twitter. He found me on Twitter. So that was cool to hear from him. And I think we still have Easy Rider hanging in there with us. We're going to get you into the next 45 minutes here, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And we got a little more music lined up here. Oh, and in a second, we're going to get to some tweets. That's how I usually fill. I usually do that as filler. If I don't get any calls, and I don't want to just play music and that's it, because it's just like, fuck, you could just play music whenever. So I will get into some porn tweets here in a minute. There's this Twitter profile that I'm following called Porn Star Tweet. If you're on the Twitter, it's twitter.com/pornstartweet. And it's a very, very in-depth look at what porn stars are tweeting about on Twitter. And so we'll dabble in that in a minute. But, of course, as always, your calls take precedent. So give us a call, 347-826-7667. Looks like Fish is coming out with a new record. It's going to be called Joy. There's 10 tracks, and it's going to be on Jump Records out later this summer. Yay, Fish. I saw Fish a couple weeks ago at Bonnaroo. Man, Bonnaroo was awesome. Not necessarily because of Fish. Fish was Fish, whatever. But I got to see The Boss. Got to see Fela Kuti's son, Femi Kuti. That was really good. Oh, I saw this group. What's their name? I should play some of this. Yeah, I'm going to work on getting this going. Amadou and Miriam. This couple, they're like a blind couple from, God, I want to say Nigeria. I don't know. Or Mali. I think Mali. Anyways, their last record, Manu Chao, produced. And they have a new record out, and it's fucking, I think they played some of the songs, at least the songs that I heard were out of this world. But I have one of their older songs. I have a track I'm going to play of theirs in just a second. I got to get it queued up. But in the meantime, give me a call, 347-826-7667. And another act that I caught at Bonnaroo that I enjoyed profusely was another duo called Rodrigo y Gabriela. They're basically a duo, just two guitarists. You must hesitate to call them flamenco. I would say it's kind of a flamenco-esque, but it's more flamenco mixed with like rock. And let's go some live Rodrigo y Gabriela. I saw them perform this song live a couple weeks ago at Bonnaroo. This is Diablo Rojo. They're live in Japan. That came out, I think, last year. And you're listening to Mega Show. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Ладьям, я моду вонзу, на ладьям, кумадари вуз.
Like the hard endings. Speaking of which, all right, we covered the new Fish record. What else do we have to get to here? Oh boy. Well, the lines are open, folks. Feel free to call in 347-826-7667 and also join us in the chat room at blog.com. Moving on to my favorite website this week is pornstartweet.com, where you can get up to the date information on your favorite porn stars. And I just was on here and found Alexis Texas. Her name is Alexis Texas. If you're an ass man, take note. Porn star Alexis Texas has a perfect round, juicy bubble butt that will get your motor running. At 5'8", Alexis Texas is new to porn, but is already making a name for herself. With her stunning good looks and superior performances, she's even been known to pull off a squirt or two. A southern belle with a big booty, blonde hair, and real breasts. Alexis Texas is brimming with sexual enthusiasm. And that's your pornstartweet.com Twitter profile of the night. You can find Alexis Texas at Alexis Texas. It's actually at Alexis underscore Texas. So there you have it. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. So we're going to winding things down here into the last half hour. Feel free to give us a call if you have any requests, anything in your mind, because I really hate to resort to the porn star tweet. But I'll go there if I have to. I think I just displayed that. So let's go into some music here. Well, actually, let's cover the music that we just played. That was, of course, Miriam and or Adu and Miriam? Miriam and Adu. I don't know what's going on. All right, my my switchboard's freaking out on me here. I think we have Easy Rider holding. I'm gonna try to go to him right now. I gotta restart my switchboard here. So let me just do something like this while I fix the switchboard. Hang on a second. Show. We got about 20 minutes left in the program. I got my man Easy Rider.
Hello,
Easy Rider, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got an echo though, bro.
Okay.
Got to do something about that. Get a little feedback. You hear it?
Am I getting the echo, huh?
Yeah, dude. Are you on your Skype?
Echo. Change. Yeah, I'm on that click to talk.
Dude.
You know what that click
to talk? It's not working. You should come back in on whatever line you had earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll hang up. I'll call back.
All right. That was Easy Rider. That happens. The folks call in with a Skype or whatever. Or they use the headset, and I think it's something in your settings or your preferences. I don't know. I'm not IT here. Maybe somebody in the chat room can help you. That's not me, though. That's not my department. It's out of my jurisdiction. We're taking your calls. Please give us a call at 347-826-7667. We've got about 20 minutes left. We're going to go to the lines for the 412. I think this is Easy Rider.
You got me, Vince. That's a lot better, isn't it?
That's excellent. Thank
you.
Well,
what they tell
that.
You, when you click the talk, they tell you to wear your headset, and I wasn't wearing my headset. I was going right off of my computer mic. So I guess
I guess they
mean what they say. Use the headset.
Yeah, I always just call in from a landline unless I'm calling into somebody else's show. I might use my cell phone, but usually you can't go wrong with a landline.
No, if you're gonna, like I tell people, you know, if you're gonna be on BTR a lot and you're gonna call into shows and you're gonna have your own show, you almost got to have a landline, not even a cell phone. You got to have a landline to make your show come out right, because you know what happens on these shows. You know, you'll get one person who got one set of volume. Then you have somebody else that's a little bit louder. You have somebody you can hardly hear. You know, and you try to, you know, keep it at a normal level so you don't annoy other people in your house. And it's almost impossible to control the levels of sound. I wish they could control the BTR better, you know?
Yeah. I think it does. They have a pretty good, I mean, whatever kind of compression they're using or whatever. I don't know what the hell they're doing, but I think so far, all things considered, for a free like service like this, it's fucking epic. I can't believe it's happening. Like, this is like, I'm like living my wet dream right now.
Hey, like I was telling you, all them stars. If you go into here's a good one, Vince. Write this one down. Mr. Media. Right. Mr. Media interviewed Joe Pistone a couple months ago.
I have no idea who that is.
Donnie Brasco. Forget about it. Donnie Brasco.
Oh, the guy that was
right.
based on.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, the detective Donnie Brasco was really Joe Pistone in disguise, and he interviewed him. It was very. I mean,
that's
Mr.
on
Media,
here on BTR.
Oh, Mr. Media, Mr. Period Media, M-E-D-I-A. Right. Bob Andelman, very good friend of mine. He has a great show on. He must have 500 shows in his archives, all famous people.
Damn. So what's up?
I'm just chilling, man. It's 4:09 here in the Berg, and I signed up for that Ning. That's where I was for a couple minutes. I went into that Ning. A little bit complicated. I mean, it's going to take me a while to figure it out, but that's another day for me.
It takes a minute to like get used to the interface and everything. But like I found out about it through, there was a site called Bureau Crash, and they used the NING thing, and it was a bunch of like these libertarian activist kids up in New Hampshire, and they had this social network that was huge. They had tons of members, and it was all done through that NING site. And I was like, wow, this is cool. And I was like, fuck, I can make my own social network. This is sick. So like, I haven't fully explored that. Like, it's cool if you have a good little, if you have a little enclave of friends that all are online at the same time, you can go to that site and chat or something, or post photos or whatever. If you have like some sort of club or whatever, it'd be great for that. So many applications. But it's just fun finding all these different things like BTR and whatnot, and just making.
There's a lot of interesting things on her, because I've been listening to a lot of stuff like right from Iran. You know, people that are actually getting out, and they're talking to different radio people about what's going on in Iran. So that's pretty interesting. There, them people risking their lives to communicate. And the one lady was saying that she was riding down the road with her brother, and a rubber bullet hit her brother in the eyeball.
Jesus.
So, I mean, that was like right when they were on the radio, you know? So, like I said, BTR, they go into, and then there's another show on there that's a pretty good one called Dan Cottrell. He's on Sunday afternoon. He's from the UK. And what he does, Vince, you know where, like, you get them letters in the mail for scammers trying to scam you out of your money?
Every day.
You got a check here from your uncle Nigel from Nigeria. Got $1 million. Well, he actually calls these scammers up, and he follows through with the scam right on the air with them. And is it funny? Oh my, I'm telling you.
Dude, you gotta paste that link into the chat room.
Yeah, it's on Sunday. I'll paste it here. But it's just a great show. I mean, funny. Oh, my God. And them scammers, he gets them, and they believe him. You know, they think that they're right. They're saying, some scammers will go, well, I'm with the FBI here in Nigeria, and, you know, we would not cheat you. FBI does not cheat you, you know. It's just funny as heck, man. Great
show. I got to check that out.
I'm on there every Sunday. I make sure I listen to that one.
Yeah, that's the other thing is getting used to, like,
scheduling.
Some of these shows are pretty much on the regular, and then there's people like me that are just kind of like, oh, I don't know, I'll do the show today.
Oh, no, some people really, they put a lot of effort into it. Like, you know, what I do is I get up about 7:30 in the morning, okay? And I think that might be the spelling. It might be two T's. I don't know. I put Sue Day. I'm not the greatest speller. I think everybody got Sue Day at 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
There's another show on it in the morning at 8 o'clock called Sunny Days. And this woman puts a lot of time into her show. I mean, she puts, she don't put 4 or 5 hours a day in just on her show, then she don't put a minute. But she got a great show on air. It's on 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, a lot of the Blog Talk regulars go. You know what I mean? Just about everybody has a show on there but me. I'm the lone wolf here, so I got to get myself my show going, which my show is going to be very interesting when I do get it going. I'm going to surprise everybody. And it's just going to be something unique. Nobody has it. And I got 2 years of listening to everybody else to put into my show. So I'm using all their mistakes, all their pluses, all their minuses. And, yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting.
Cool.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it a couple months. But, yeah, I signed up on that Ning, and I signed up as a common sense expert.
Sweet. So did you make your own Ning site or just a profile?
I did my own site.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You should paste that into the chat.
Well, I'm not done with it yet. I will next show. I'll probably put it.
Yeah. Hit me up. I'm gonna try.
It's under my name, Easy Router. That's all.
Yeah. Did you add me? I gotta add you to before I lose you. I gotta find your.
I don't have my Facebook or my MySpace up yet.
No, it's cool. I'm just gonna add you to my friends so I can.
Okay.
See where you're trolling around at. And
cool.
Catch up with you.
I'm on. Like I said, I listen to on 8 o'clock in the morning. If you're ever up that early, I'm on Sunny Days. Show,
cool.
And then on Monday nights, my buddy has a show. We get on there, fool around. One girl, she's an ex-Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Oh, sick.
Drop dead, beautiful blonde.
Oh,
about
nice.
40 years old, too. And
oh,
her daughter is a Cowboy cheerleader now.
Oh, my God. I've died and gone to heaven. When's
quit
that show?
Quit thinking them thoughts. It is on Monday nights. Eastern time. Everything I tell you is Eastern time. Monday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
All right. Cool.
It's called the Debbie, D-E-B-I, Daly, D-A-L-I show. Debbie All Daly right. show. But she is one hot tamale, and she's a great person, too. You know, very nice person. How old are you, Vince?
I'm 36.
Yeah. No, she's 40. So.
Yeah,
she's in your reach. She's in my reach too.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit older than that, but you know, I'll reach out for that.
Wait, it's the Debbie Daly Show or the Debbie Daly Show?
I think it's spelled D-A-L-I. So however you want to pronounce it, I pronounce it Daly.
Huh? It's on BTR.
And then there's just a lot of them, you know. But I got a pretty good group that I follow. Now, if you want to hear a really crazy show that's adult. Themed.
Uh-huh.
Then, excuse me one second.
Yeah.
Then you want to go to the Goofy, or no, I'm sorry. In the mornings it's called Smelly, DJ Smells So Good.
Uh-huh.
And they got some crazy names on here, man. It's DJ Smells, SmellsOGood. Uh-huh. But he has a great show. You know, his co-host is his name, Miss Tasha. And she is one hot tamale, 28 years old, hot as hell from Australia. And, I mean, this guy got the finest looking women on Blog Talk on that show. and they all just, you know, we have our own little family there, you know. We call it our BTR family. That's
all right.
Like Butterfly that was here, she was on our BTR family.
Okay, cool.
She was a member of our BTR family. But, yeah, definitely, you know, come around and hang out.
I've been opened up to a whole new world. I love
it. I'm telling you. You know what? Can I tell you something? Vince,
yeah.
I don't steer out of it either. I don't go out of my realm here.
Yeah.
I mean, everything I want to do and listen to, let me tell you something, Vince. I don't even want to watch my TV. I got premium cable I pay about $150
totally.
A month for. I'm ready to get rid of it because I
totally.
Don't turn my TV on no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Blog Talk. Between Blog Talk and having Hulu, you know what Hulu is, right? Please tell me.
Yeah,
you know what
Hulu
is.
I haven't gotten into Hulu yet.
Oh man, you know what? Every show that's on TV the next day it's on Hulu. Every one of them. So if you
and it's free to watch.
It's free, totally free. Movies, everything, totally.
And
here,
what
I'll
do
you,
I have
I'm
to do?
Do
I have to like download a player or some shit to my computer?
No. Your player is
all online.
Thing. Yeah. Here, let me tell you. It's Hulu. HULU. And there's another one.
I've heard of it. I've like looked at it, and it was like intimidating to me, and I was like,
oh no,
and
it's
like,
simple. And it's
I like ran away.
I'm computer illiterate, and it's simple. Believe me, easiest one I've ever seen. And then there's another site. If you want movies 2 weeks before they come to the theater, the site is called, for everybody listening out there, this is a chance for you to get free movies, totally legitimate. It is called Movie Father. MOVIEFATHER, one word, .com. They've got movies on there that are, if you're by a computer, punch it in there while I'm talking to you, moviefather.com. And then there's another one that you can write down called, do you have a pen handy?
Hang on, I'm going to. Because
these are two great sites for you to watch free
movies. Moviefather.com.
.com.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
Okay. Then
and if I don't get this, I'll just listen back to the show and get it.
Yeah, there's another
but
one
I'm
called.
I'm on it now. I'm on Movie Father right now. They've already
look at
got
it. Great, huh? Look at all
and
the
these
new
are
movies.
These are pirated, or what
no,
is it?
No, I don't know how they're on Earth. I don't. Hey, don't ask, don't tell.
Okay. All right. Exactly. Yeah. Don't question. Just accept.
Exactly right. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
That's cool,
say.
Man.
But,
dude, Easy Rider, I'm so stoked you called into my show, bro. This is fucking cool.
I like to spread the knowledge, Vince.
Yeah,
you
man. I'm so
networking, networking.
Yeah.
I'm a
so
networker,
crazy.
Man. Then the other one's called, the other one got their choice of players. See, with Movie Father, you got maybe two players they have on there. And you got to learn how to use them. You know what I mean? Now, this other one called Watch, WATCH. Hyphen movies, MOVIES hyphen links, LINKS.net. Okay?
All right.
That one has about 7 or 8, 9, 10 players. So you can watch this movie that you pick on one of these players, which that'll work on your computer. You understand what I'm saying? See, it's all based on bandwidth. You know what I'm talking about? And if you don't have enough bandwidth, then the movie won't play right. It'll stop and start, and they want you to buy bandwidth, which costs about $5 a month. And that's not too bad if you're going to be able to get every movie that comes out, you know, a week before it comes to the theater. That's really not too bad, you know. So, but you can also get it free. I get it free because I want to be able to say I get this for free, not even $5. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. But I watch my movies on watch-movies-links.net. That's the one I use. You want to go to that one? Go to that one real quick while we're BSing. Watch-movies-links, L-I-N-K-S, .net.
All right. This reminds me of there's also the site that I go to called watchtvsitcoms.com.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that one.
That's usually how I keep up on like 24 and The Office and all that stuff.
They on Hulu, they got every one of them the next day, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's on air. If you missed anything,
Hulu is backed by the industry though, right?
Yes, exactly right. They use their polls for like their television count, like at Nielsen Report or whatever they call it. They're all using Hulu's numbers now.
Cool, man. Hey, I need to wrap this up, bro.
Okay.
I got to get out of here.
When are you going to be on next?
I think I'm going to do tomorrow night. I'm going to be down in L.A. I have a show scheduled.
Cool.
And I'm going to try to get a special guest on. I have a friend down in L.A. that might be fun to have on here, so
cool.
I'm going to see if
what
I can get him on here.
What time, Vince?
I think I'm going to try to do it around the same time, maybe 11, 11.30. I haven't
11
decided
o'clock
yet.
Your time, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
okay.
It'll be kind of late
after
your time.
After 2 time. Well, I'm a late bird.
Around the same time. So if you're
okay.
Still trolling around, dude,
all right.
Come through.
I'll be there.
Cool, man.
All right, Vince. I'll talk to you, buddy. Nice meeting you.
Easy Rider. I'll catch up with you, man.
Right,
I'm probably going to troll around the chat rooms in a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you which one to go to, which one I'll be in. I'll introduce you a couple people.
All right.
Because they're real picky on who to let in them chat rooms. They'll actually block you out.
I was going to go to Rose's show.
Yeah, well, Rose is good, Desert Rose. But you can go to Seti J, S-E-D-D-Y, Seti J. He's on it right now. He's on for another half hour or so. So I'll be in there.
Seti J?
Yeah, C-E-D-D-Y. He'll be in that chat.
Oh, I know Seti J. Yeah. I've rapped with Seti J before. He's cool.
Right,
he's good people.
Right. Yeah.
That's the Mill Nation crew. Yeah, those people are good people.
I'll be there.
All right, man.
All right, dude.
I'll catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Easy Rider.
Bye, man.
Later. That's it. That's Easy Rider. We're out of here. Thanks for calling and chatting. And hit me up on Twitter. It's twitter.com/VTOCCE. Join us on megaforceonline.com. Or no, I'm sorry. It's megaforceonline.ning.com. And that's it. I think I'm going to be I think I'll be doing a special show from LA tomorrow, perhaps. Maybe even covering some Michael Jackson stuff. I think there's going to be some commemorative whoop-de-doo going on down there, so maybe I'll go check that out, see what's going on, and report back. So look forward to that, and we're going to get out of here. We'll fade out here with some... we've been playing Boots Riley stuff pretty much all night. Played Street Sweeper, blah, 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 blah. Street Sweeper Social Club, then we did a little coup in there, and we're going to go out with some Galactic, some live Galactic, with a bunch of special guests, including Boots Riley of the coup, doing a sort of hip-hop remake of Immigrant Song, live in Tahoe, here on Mega Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Never split up in a rip. Every camp to the other side. Every ball's better run high. Every human is a kid of black. Every piece is not a kid of crack. Every verse from the cardiac. Every touch is involuntary. Every inmate won't commentary. Every fight knows the commentary. Every broke motherfucker's in a former gang. Who becomes different? Everybody blow your lights up. Tell me y'all in a fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. It's y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lighters up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Hey. Your Majesty bird class, photography third class, economy blaze slash, the honor be third class, the benefit first class, dramatically earth class, barbarous slash, tax agility, simple for disability, but this is a bomb, fully designed, cause I'm shooting the rhyme, we do this amount, attacking your backbone, attacking your crack holes, attacking the rat in the crack, capital rat zone, I'm bad verbal assault, fight move, fighting like those we call Michael, nah, we just like you. We broke and they go tell them what we might do. Ain't no joke, but both the right crew. We first to see mercy with the king. They together get Percy P. And with the first to be. To your chest, 3Ds. Remember your body like a STD. Touch, hey, when I spin it like this. To the pushes and start to just turn and twist. So, try to take my whole with me. So, as we do this, as we screw this song. Like a light bulb song. Let me tell you that the ideas pop up. To the bitches start to just drop up, yeah. Everybody put the lighters up.
Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lighters up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
One in a million caliber legend of fire to breathe. No speedometer will monitor this part of speed. Split back in the solo, follow me while I'm feed. It's gonna be that we live by the apology. No mercy can be the yoker, remember the school and the must be dear. Same guns and dead guns for this. The permanent is permanent, you do it by the strong time, but we run sore like you were shot. Go! Shit for the deity, first the Cooper Gusto. The focus he goes like Marco Caruso. We on the shuttle, superstar face down. Searching the front of the stakes down. Let's go! Live at Lake Tahoe. We come to life, set the moment in the night. You know it's fantastic, solid wooden, and you know it's who's fine. And don't try to find it, cause I'm fitting the best. So put your hands up, 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 put your hands up. Oh, oh.
Everybody throw your lighters up. Tell me y'all ready to fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lighters up. Tell me y'all ready to fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Hey.
Chili Tuna, Versatile, Jumbo, Laidlaw.
Boots Riley.
I'm Boots Riley.
Boots Riley, baby.
Make all some right. noise for Galactus!
Yeah.